I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on September 20th, 2019. Developers gathered at the inaugural Open Core Summit this week. The conference was organized by OSS Capital, a firm founded by Joseph Jacks, and which boasts the open source pioneer Bruce Perens as a board member. The firm has stated that it is developing the Commercial Open Source Software Platform, or COSS. Jack describes it as a set of loosely coupled initiatives that educate, grow, fund, and connect commercial open source software organizations. Somewhat ironically, this conference is sponsored by Amazon Web Services, and the gathering brought together many in the industry who are trying to figure out exactly how to maintain revenue streams for open source projects in a world where large cloud providers just like AWS are increasingly leveraging that software to financially benefit themselves rather than the originating projects. Chef, the configuration automation company, is back in the news today after a contributor pulled his code in protest of one of the company's contracts. Seth Vargo, a Google Cloud Platform engineer, discovered that Chef had signed a $95,000 contract to provide licenses to the U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Agency, otherwise known as ICE. Vargo removed his package, which provided syntactic sugar for Chef recipes, from both GitHub and RubyGems. The disruption was minimal, however, as Chef quickly uploaded a copy of the Apache 2 license gem into their main GitHub repo. A French court handed down a verdict against Valve, which may have broad implications on the software industry. The ruling centered around Valve's contention that users should not be able to resell games on its platform. Valve argued that they sell game licenses as subscriptions, as opposed to traditional box copy sales, and they should be exempt from European Union laws covering the free movement of goods within the Union. The French court disagreed, noting that the granted rights were perpetual rather than temporary and should not be classified as subscriptions, regardless of the lack of physical media. Valve stated that they will appeal the case and will be making no changes to their business practices until the outcome of that appeal is known. And finally today, Leonard Puttering wants to reinvent the home directory. He cited multiple issues with the current structure, including configuration information being scattered around the file system, a lack of encryption by default, a non-portable UID system, and difficulty in resource management. His proposed changes would mimic the Unix philosophy that everything should be a file, and argues that this should be true for users as well. Leonard's proposals are being worked up for inclusion, either in the next release of Systemd or the one following that. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/10. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with more headlines for you next week.